Just got to make sure that these cough buttons work.
Mine does not work.
You don't have one.
Nope. I did not even press it when I coughed.
Me neither. Oh, welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
Hey, look, he introduced himself this time like he a big boy.
That's how you know the show's going to be bad.
It wasn't the coughing in the beginning.
No, the awkward coughing is just a sign of quality. How you doing, sickness over there?
I feel like...
What's up, patient zero?
I feel like absolute dog shit. I really do. I stretched that out so we can make it a long enough show. No, I am I'm a little run down, fellas. I'm a little run down. I'm feeling a little bit better, though, because I had a body armor.
Good. Yep. Body armor does solve all of your problems.
You know what? It definitely felt good. Definitely feel better after drinking it.
Which flavor?
Fruit punch?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, Dave experiments with mixed berry.
There's no time for fucking games. I'm not feeling well. I need my fruit punch.
You need to go to the comfort food. You know it works.
How about you, man? How's it going?
It's going good. Going good. My dicto is pretty much solved.
Okay.
It feels like. I could be wrong. I could tomorrow wake up and be like, oh, I'm going to chop off my foot. I don't know.
But you're walking better. I saw that. That's a nice feeling.
Earlier tonight, I ran a little bit in order to not get hit by a car. A Nissan Sentra, in case if anyone was curious.
I witnessed it.
I don't remember him running before the inflammation.
Well, it's less of a run and more of a quick waddle is really what we get to.
Kind of like those ladies at 5:30 on the side of the road that wear, you know, bright yellow and spandex pants to power walk.
Yes.
Like, do you need to go to
Honestly, they're a little bit more hardcore than I am.
Yeah, do you need to go to Lululemon to walk briskly? Get the fuck out of here. You know?
And then they add the pink 1 pound weights.
Oh yeah.
You gotta have the pink 1 pound weights, man.
I actually saw a woman today. She was, I don't know what it was. I guess it was power walking. I couldn't tell, but she had to be listening to something. Either that or she was just a fucking lunatic because her hands were going all over the place. And I don't mean like, you know, in a rhythm, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they were up, they were out. She was like, she had to have been singing.
Was she doing the wave? Did she do the Mambo number 5?
Is the important question. Might have been what it was.
See, that's what it is.
No, I mean, she was all over the place. She looked like a goddamn psychopath. I didn't say anything. I was driving by, and I'm a grown man. I probably shouldn't.
You honked your horn, though, didn't you?
I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what?
You rolled down your window and said, I have more respect for people on those bicycles than I have for you.
I don't. I couldn't do that.
I couldn't remember the word for bicycle, by the way.
I would love to see a power walker and a recumbent bicyclist fucking crash into each other.
I want to see them fight West Side Story style.
Oh, my God. If they fight, can the recumbent bicyclist get up, or do they have to stay?
No, they have to stay.
They have to stay there?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, can we give them a joust?
How else would you do it, Dave?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Don't be an idiot.
Well, do they normally carry jousts when they go recumbent bicycles?
I would imagine they do. I know I would. Every time.
They don't.
Okay. Just making sure.
None of them that I've seen carry
How do you know?
What is it? What is the jousting stick called?
The lance.
Is it a lance?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just a joust.
Guys, I spent a lot of time at medieval times, so I know.
He knew that so fucking fast. That was fast. That was crazy fast. Were you thinking about what it was called already, or did you really just know it that quick?
I just know it.
Super nerdy, brother. I love it.
But if I just said lance, how many of our listeners would know what I was talking about?
If you said lance, I would have immediately thought of Lance Bass or Bass or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Lance, my old manager from Best Buy that smelled like B.O.
He was perpetually ripe,
yeah,
is the phrase I think I'll use.
I would not have thought of a jousting stick.
Yeah.
But as soon as he said it, I knew what.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah. Of course I am.
As always.
Never been wrong in my entire life.
Besides that one time, but we won't mention it.
No. I just said it on the internet, so obviously it's true.
It's true.
Yeah. So, Dave, how you doing?
Great.
That's nice.
I had a good weekend.
What'd you do?
Let's hear about it.
Well, first of all, I'll start from the end and work my way back.
The best way to tell stories.
Absolutely. So I tried Popeye's chicken.
Yeah.
For the first time in, like, eons.
Let me ask you something.
What the fuck is an Eon?
Like, no, I know what an Eon is, but where the fuck have you been for the past decade that you don't eat Roy Rogers or Popeyes?
I haven't been eating fast food, and I don't want to be on this topic for too long because I know we've been doing fast food
for like
two episodes.
That's fine.
People but I tried it. Popeyes, and it's in my top five.
Really?
You're damn right it is.
It kicked Roy Rogers out.
Honestly, wow. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with that. Popeyes is
dude, it was delicious. Good. And Ed disagrees with me on this, but I love their fries.
I'm not a big fan of the fries.
Love their fries.
I honestly don't even fuck with fries. Mashed potatoes, gravy with the biscuits.
The biscuit was absolutely amazing, obviously.
So are they number five in the five?
They are number five in the five.
That's because you didn't have the biscuits with the gravy, brother.
Yeah. All right.
You like spicy food at all?
Yes. I should have gotten the spicy, but I want to try their original just to see.
The aforementioned Rippin' Chicken from you know, a few episodes ago, two episodes ago.
Who knows at this
who
point?
Who the fuck cares? That
nobody's keeping track.
Ripping chicken though.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm telling you, you get that with some mashed potatoes and gravy, you're
now
it's
the
up.
Other thing that also is keeping down. I went to a rest stop, like a Jersey Turnpike rest stop. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, that's scary. That's fucking bravery right there.
Yeah, I'm still feeling okay, so I'm not dead yet.
That's good.
That's good. Because if you were dead, we wouldn't be able to get into the studio. Right, so that's really.
There was a
really
chance
we would have been able to get in tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not ever
going
again.
Forward. Yeah. I was actually almost not here today.
I know. I was horrified.
I was going to draw a picture of the board and exact details on how to operate this machinery.
I would have literally just shit my pants and fell to the ground, and Jeff would have had to spoon me.
This would have just been me talking into my iPhone while spooning Ed.
It wouldn't be the first time you spooned him.
So
that's true.
No.
So anyway, so why was I on the Jersey Turnpike?
Wait a second. First of all, I don't understand why you say that as if there's something wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Have you fucking snuggled him? Have you felt him?
Yeah. No, he snuggles me, dude.
You're a lucky fella.
Hey, I know. I am.
I reciprocate.
Yeah.
I do.
It's true. It's true.
I don't have to be a little spoon all the time. I'm generous.
He is. Very.
He honestly gives great hugs too.
I do.
He does.
Terry Crews called me very huggable on national television, so you know that shit's legit.
Wow.
It's on my LinkedIn profile.
It should be. Yeah, it should be. Like on that and like Tinder or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that you need verification because it happened on, you know, a nationwide medium.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw it and he absolutely did.
Yep.
Fantastic.
That guy looks like he's the man.
He's the greatest human being in the world. Love him.
Where is he now? What is he doing? Because he's not on that show anymore, right?
That show is basically toast. Yeah. After they repeated my episode like 47 times, they're like, we can't do this anymore. We're just going to go to 3 o'clock in the morning and just have people from... Like,
so Ed from Nearly Coherent destroyed Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, they waited for me and they're like... We capped off. We've done it, guys.
Mic drop.
It gets no better from here.
He's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine still.
Oh, okay.
Which is a great show.
Yeah?
Great show.
All right.
You don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I don't watch TV. I don't go to fast food restaurants. I don't know why I'm in this room.
Neither do we.
Because I know how to work this shit.
That's true.
I want to choke you with the goddamn headphone wire right now. You don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine either?
No, man.
And you don't watch Game of Thrones?
No, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm a useless piece of shit.
I mean, you're not...
By the way, folks, I just want to point out that he's the one calling himself a useless piece of shit, not just us.
Hey, yeah. Taking the words right out of your mouth.
Yeah, guys, we're not making this up. You hear the shit that he says. I mean,
We have a record of how horrible Dave is.
You are wasting your fucking life.
It's funny because it's true.
So we started at the end.
Correct.
Yeah.
With Popeye. So
which was dope.
Tarantino me the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, no problem. So the reason we were going there, we were coming back from D.C., Washington, D.C., went to a bunch of distilleries.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Had a bunch of whiskey, some gin. Probably the nastiest gin I've ever had in my life.
Which is impressive because gin tastes like butthole to begin with.
I was just going to say, gin tastes like it should be in a fucking bottle under the sink.
It was awful.
Scrub grout.
It'd probably kill your gout, I'll be honest with you, gin I had.
It probably wouldn't because gout is caused by alcohol. So.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, don't try it.
Thanks though, Dave.
Anyway, this stuff was nasty. Even like gin, people that like gin that I was with, was like, this stuff is fucking gross.
We call them monsters.
They were, it was 140 proof, and they gave me like literally like a thimble worth, you know, and I was dying.
It was disgusting. Gin is the type of alcohol that I used to drink like as a teenager when I couldn't get alcohol, and it was the dusty bottle in my folks' closet that I, you know, I had no idea. I'm like, they won't miss this. I'll take this bottle of Tanqueray and walk around and drink it.
There you go.
Like a fucking 45-year-old homeless man. Oh, God. It was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. Then I had a bunch of whiskey. I had white whiskey. You ever have that?
No. Sounds racist.
It really was. apparently, it's white before they, like, filter it or something. I don't know. I don't know what the lady was saying.
What's it made with?
Same stuff. It's whiskey, but like once they age it, that's when it turns color.
Oh, because of the barrels?
The barrels color. Gotcha. That's it.
So what is this? This is not aged in a barrel?
Correct. It's right out of the distiller, I guess.
Oh, so it's...
So it's fresh.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like... tastes like whiskey, but not as strong of a flavor. Like, you don't get, like, the oak flavor of, like... It's not smoky or anything like that.
So is it more like an alcohol
it's
burn?
It's more though? Of an alcohol burn, yeah.
Nah,
it's rough.
That.
It was rough. Luckily, this was all free, so I didn't really care.
No, that's... That was great, except for the gin part.
Yeah, the gin part was rough.
You know what I hate the most about gin is that people always refer to the botanicals in gin.
Oh, my God.
That word annoys me. Botanical. Ugh,
kills me.
Yeah, the lady that was like running the bar at the distillery was talking for about a good 10 minutes about botanicals.
I lost interest immediately.
Unless if you're referring to shampoos, which I just find botanicals there hysterical. I don't know why. Just shut up. Shut up about your botanicals.
Seriously.
It's as bad as using moist to describe cake and chicken. I hate that.
Oh, you know what the one that drives me the craziest? Mouthfeel.
Yes.
What? Wait, what? Mouthfeel?
Yeah, mouthfeel. It's a thing. It's a term.
I've never heard this.
Yeah. You know what? Your life was better before this moment. I'm sorry, I ruined it.
He actually referred to it early in the show, and we bleeped it out.
Oh, okay.
It was the word. For those folks that are chronicling us, that was the word that was blanked out that we never told anyone. It was mouthfeel, just so you know. I'm a little... And the reason why I say it is because I'm a little upset because Ed broke a promise.
He did.
We would never mention that word on this show again.
Oh, wow. I do remember this.
I remember inserting the beep.
That's what I remember.
To be fair, I'm going to say two things now. One, you both listen to the show way more frequently than I do.
It's true.
And two, Dave's in charge of continuity and didn't give me those notes. So really, maybe you should have...
We're adding continuity director here to my title?
Yes.
Wow.
If I'm paying you nothing, I expect to get the most money value as I can out of it.
Producer.
Right. Producer.
Yeah.
So, the highlight of my weekend. Do I get into this?
Did you get engaged?
No.
I'm going to ask him every fucking time.
You're going to meet her soon. The wedding's coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be so good.
A little over a week and a half.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
So, I haven't put in the good word trying to get you at our table. I've been hinting at it, but I think
you're going to have to just drop that bomb like
yesterday.
Now-ish.
Well, you know what? He's been like real swamped with the plans and stuff, and like I'm really like kicking his ass at work too. So,
all right, I need you to look me in the eyes right now.
Yeah.
Do these look like eyes that give a shit?
Honestly, those look like the coldest, deadest eyes I've ever looked into.
Now you know what I deal with.
It's true.
I mean, seriously, this is why they pull the lids down on corpses at wakes.
Oh, man.
So anyway, Dave, what was...
Ed's eyes are just black. There's no pupil.
like a shark.
Nothing.
It's that Snapchat filter where your eyes become like coal, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
That's why I have to wear glasses. Mm. You can't stare at my eye. If my eyes are not protected by glass...
It's like an eclipse.
I kill you.
Mm-hmm. You can't look right at it.
Yep.
Fucking Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
So rumor has it that's the truth about your own asshole too. You shouldn't look like right at it. I don't know if that's true because there's no way I could see mine. Not without
at your own asshole? No. You definitely can't.
Not without FaceTiming my ass or an elaborate mirror setup. But I digress. I derailed your train a little bit there, and I don't apologize for it, but...
That is the title of the podcast, so...
Were we getting to...
The best part of my weekend?
Yeah.
Well, second best, because...
Popeyes is...
Nope, this is the best. No, this is the best part of my weekend. There is no doubt about it. This is hands down the best. Now, I will say this in advance. I have permission for all parties involved to talk about this.
Oh, my God.
I do have permission, and it's written permission.
I'm not going to... Go. Because anything I say is going to be fucking horrible, so you go.
All right. So I was staying at my friend's apartment. All right, small place, so it was living room, bedroom, right? Like, one wall separating it. Now, not soundproof or anything like that. So anyway, me and my girlfriend we're using an air mattress that I had in my house, whatever. Queen size air mattress, whatever.
Living like a real
like a real king.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Crushing it.
So we all decide we're all tired. This is Friday night when we first got there. And blow up the air mattress. We kind of, you know, wait around for a little bit, we'll watch some TV. And, you know, that way they're sleeping in the room right next to it. And then we decided to bump uglies.
Very nice.
Very nice, right? It was a good time. Had a great time. All of a sudden, you hear, pow, fucking air mattress goes.
Good work. Good work.
Fucking blew an air mattress.
Absolutely.
I thought that it was just like the seal just popped off, and so, you know, just whatever. So I pump it back up, right, and I have to like put pillows on top of the pump so I the noise.
Wait. Are we talking about the mattress still, or is this some like refueling thing for your?
No.
For a little Dave.
It had been 30 seconds. I was done.
All right, good.
So I get the pump, and I'm putting like pillows on top of the pump so that way it doesn't wake up my friend that I'm re-pumping up the mattress, and I have to face the awkward question, how did the freaking air mattress, go?
No, that's...
the real awkward question would be if he woke up from the air pump and didn't wake up from you banging your girlfriend. That's really the awkward moment.
Yeah, but there's a lot of insulation there. You don't hear anything. It's like banging on a Tempur-Pedic.
You don't hear anything. And let's be honest, she made sure not to make any noise.
That's where I was going with things.
She's having sex with Dave. I don't think
there's no chance of noises happening. To be honest with you,
Dave could have opened the valve and finished fucking before the air mattress deflated.
Oh, man,
I'm glad you picked. I was teeing you up for that one, and everyone was like, "No, you'd hear less noise."
Anyway,
really annoying.
So I repump it up. It seems to be inflated. Within an hour of sleeping, we are sleeping on the floor again.
Damn! Did you find the hole?
What's that? No, we didn't look. We didn't even look for the hole, quite honestly. We didn't look for the hole. I know where you're going there, and I ignored it on purpose.
Let me tell you something. I actually was not going there at first.
That's just me?
In my head, too.
As it left my mouth, I said, I wonder which way he's going to take this one.
So anyway, so we slept on a rock-hard floor.
Nice. So what position was it that caused it to break?
Quite honestly, we split our 30 seconds into, about three different positions. So
that is a judicious, division of time.
Yeah.
That's good.
We learned to be efficient.
When you're involved.
Yeah, it's basically just rolling over and you're done.
Yep.
Just say yes. Dave's finished. It's fine.
So I knew, I kind of figured based on the context that it was going to be some sort of sex stuff, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure how deep it was going to go, you know?
Jeff's using the cough button. It's awesome. It's working out really well, besides the fact that I narrated it.
Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. We have no secrets here.
Clearly.
I didn't know. I didn't know how, Skinamax he was going to go with this. If
I tried not to go very, because that was the stipulation on the permission slip.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Also, how much detail do we want about Dave boning?
Correct. I figured I'd stick with
honestly,
the mattress.
this was as much as I could possibly handle.
Yeah, up until this point, I pretty much looked at Dave as like an asexual creature. And now, I just don't know if I can go on.
Well, luckily, we made it to 20 minutes, so that's pretty good.
That is good. Huh. So, that was the first night.
That was the first night, yeah.
So what did you sleep on the second night?
My friend had air mattresses that we could borrow, and we were courteous enough
to not break them. Good.
Right. We moved, elsewhere.
Was that two twins or something?
Like two twins. The Coleman makes two twins that connect together.
Okay.
Or whatever, so we use those. Awkward hole in the middle, so it's like you kind of fall in.
You know what, though? If you would have gone right to that part, you could have just fucked on the hole in the middle, and they would have separated. You would end up fucking on the floor, but you wouldn't have popped the mattresses.
That's true.
You know?
It's true.
Physics is a beautiful thing like that.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, I don't know anything about it.
It's true. He doesn't.
What's the over-under on Dave getting dumped after talking about this?
Well, this will come out. When does this come out?
I don't know. 2 weeks?
Tuesday. All right, so it'll be after... it'll be after the wedding, so at least we'll have that under our belt, so who cares?
I don't think so.
This is not after the wedding.
Oh,
this
no, you're right.
The wedding.
This you're is before right. the wedding.
That's why I didn't voice any of the things that I thought Dave was going to tell me, is I have to look this young lady in the eye next week. So I'll give her a chance to hate me in person before.
Yeah, it is good to, give them the chance to get it one-on-one.
Right, I don't want to put her business out there,
No, this is airing before the wedding.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly. Read a book, Dave.
I don't know how to count. Books don't help you with counting.
So.
They help you with reading. I
mean, so when did you come back? Today?
Yeah, today.
So.
Yeah, I went did four distilleries, one brewery, and then we went to a fish market and ate a bunch of crabs and
Which brewery mussels. Did you go to?
It's called Three Stars.
Is it?
Awesome.
I feel like they're giving themselves a fairly low rating with that.
Correct. Yeah. That's
going to the OK Deli. Like, really?
Absolutely awesome.
Shoot for the stars. Really?
Absolutely awesome.
Good. Sounds like a Days Inn on Trivago. But that's good that it was awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And where was the fish market? It was in Baltimore?
In D.C.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the very southeastern part of D.C. I don't know what that means.
I know that, D.C. is not technically Maryland or...
Correct. No, it's its own deal.
Right. Yeah.
But it is very close. Are they Old Bay fellas down there?
Yep. Yep. They steam them fresh right in front of you. Douse them in Old Bay. It's amazing.
That sounds so
goddamn
good.
And the best
part,
I'm not the only one that can't count. They couldn't count either. So when we asked for 2.5 dozen, there was 4 of us eating 2.5 dozen. We all had like 6 or 7 each. There were 2.5 dozen when we were done with our 6 or 7 each.
That's pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, for $35.
That's my type of food math right there.
Fantastic.
That's good.
Best part, I got crabs, so.
Yep. Good. Finally, Dave got crabs. We all knew it was bound to happen.
Yeah. I'm just excited for this guy. He's
living the life.
He's living it.
He's just doing every dream.
Although, the fast food thing and the TV thing are still getting to me.
Really?
But he's definitely salvaged himself.
Well, Tash, how's this TV thing? Why does it bother you so much? I mean, I understand why it bothers you that you just watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because Brooklyn Nine-Nine is amazing.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I know he loves sports.
He does.
And I know a lot of people, myself included, that do.
All y'all are crazy sports ball fans.
But you miss out on so much. God damn it. Game of Thrones was fucking awesome. And I'm not even going to, as much as I want to spoil it for everyone, although by the time this comes out, if you haven't seen it, you should fuck yourself anyway. But it's so good that I won't spoil it.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's impressive, because he'll spoil anything.
It's so good.
That's wow.
Yeah.
All right. Then you know what I'm going to do this week? Catch up on Game of Thrones.
Now, have you started it?
Okay. So I did start it.
Okay.
I watched the first episode with my mother.
Oh, that's cool.
And that
was
a
terrible idea.
That's why I haven't gone back. I was just like, I'm scarred. It's cool.
Your mom is a saint, like Dorothy Mantooth. You can't watch a show like that with your mom. Your mom shouldn't even watch a show like that. I don't want anything to happen to her. That show destroys people. You can't. Don't let your mom watch any more of that. She's too good of a person.
I mean, listen, she was the one that wanted to watch it.
There's no way that she knew what was going on in that show.
No, she did. She was like, I heard all, because she works in high school. She was hearing about it from all the kids there. She wanted to be hip to the lingo.
In the first episode, the guy fucks his sister and then throws a kid out of the window.
What the fuck are you watching?
That's Game of Thrones, buddy. And that's at the end after the weird, crazy rape orgy at Aquaman's place.
Dude, you need to get on this.
It's a lot.
You need to get on. I got to be honest with you. It is a lot. It's a lot to work through. But
it's 60 hours.
It's a lot of hours.
Come on. You tell me that you can't polish off 60 hours worth of Game of Thrones in a week.
The question is, do I want to?
Yes.
Dave, I'll polish it off first, and then I'll let you know.
Okay.
But you should get on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Listen, okay. Just trust me. You guys are taking it as if Game of Thrones is not the most popular show in the fucking world. I'm not making this up. Just because it's popular
doesn't mean you should like it. Big Bang Theory is popular.
It's awesome. Trust me.
That was a good argument.
That was actually the exact argument I was about to make.
Wow.
Even though...
I'm learning
Big
something.
Bang Theory is a comedy. It's totally different.
All right.
Totally different.
First of all, you did not use big enough air quotes around comedy for Big Bang Theory.
It's labeled. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, that's true.
That shows.
It's labeled a comedy. It's totally different.
All
like,
right.
Like, do you hear anybody going around telling you how good The Closer is besides Ed? No. It's not popular.
I don't watch The Closer.
Whatever.
And it's not on the air anymore.
Oh, that's
God,
right.
Jeff.
That's the show that changed names and nobody noticed.
Yeah.
So,
it's now Major Crimes.
Major crimes. But still, this is, I'm telling you, mark my words, you will like Game of Thrones.
Well, it took me Breaking Bad to leave the airwaves for a year before I started watching that. So I figure I'm about two years out. Yeah, I did. I loved it.
You loved it. All right, let me tell you. They are not similar, you know, but if you liked Breaking Bad, you will also like Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. I don't know anyone that doesn't like Game of Thrones. It's crazy.
Now, can you compare Game of Thrones to SportsCenter?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. That sounds horrible. Sometimes.
I've never seen incest on SportsCenter.
Oh, yes, you have. You just didn't know it.
Okay. Yeah, there are also a few.
You don't watch any of the Auburn LSU games? I'm sure that there's a fair amount there.
I don't get that joke.
As Ed pretends to laugh.
It makes no sense to me. Words are weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a...
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, that's a nice weekend.
Sounds like a good weekend.
That's a good weekend. What about you?
Did a lot of cleaning. Did a lot of hanging around. Saw the latest X-Men movie. Was not good.
I heard.
It was really not good. What was very impressive, though, was the after-credits teaser scene. My father didn't get the reference. And I did. It's one of those. But the point being, my father is a giant nerd.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm a nerd, my father is the nerd.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it. If my father doesn't get your reference, your shit's too esoteric for the normal people. For the normies, why are you doing this? It drives me nuts.
We'll have to discuss. So you liked nothing about it?
It was three good movies that were smushed into one mediocre movie.
Okay.
It was not great.
The
impressive.
The first two in this trilogy, if you
yes.
will, both awesome.
Great. In fact, there is a line in the movie about how the third movie, they go to see Return of the Jedi, and as they're leaving it, they go, oh, the third movie is never as good, which they were trying to do a, you know, knock on X-Men 3. But this is the third movie in this series, and it's not good.
Yeah.
So it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Good times.
Did nobody see that one coming?
I guess not, because if they did, they probably would have made some other choices. Like, I don't know, not sucking at writing.
I don't know if that cough button worked or if you guys both heard it.
Mics. I heard it, but it was very soft in the background.
So cleaning, shitty movies.
Yep.
Did you fuck the air out of any air mattresses?
Sure didn't. Now, that is Dave's honor for the weekend. By the way, I think from now on, we're going to call that pulling a Dave.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I feel like I should get a gold medal or something.
You got a gold star for me.
Thanks.
Boop.
As opposed to pulling an Ed, which is fucking the sleeve of your favorite jacket. I'm just kidding. I can't.
I would never do that with one of my jackets. Come on now.
Someone else's jacket.
That's fine.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, as long as I don't have to pay the dry cleaning bill.
A nice, snuggly, long sleeve shirt, maybe.
As long as it's somebody else's, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. My clothes are too important.
Do you own a sweatshirt?
I own several.
Try one of those. You can just launder them. You don't even need to bring them to the dry cleaner.
And they're nice and soft. at least the first time.
Super glad that I know my father's going to be listening to this. It's going to get real weird. Mm. There's going to be a weird dinner.
Yeah, your dad's going to know a little bit more about my sex life than I want him to know about.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, listen, at least your dad doesn't think you fucked the sleeve of your favorite shirt. I feel like that might be worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you... you know what? I think I'd feel bad if like that caught on. Like, can you imagine if that caught on?
Which part? Hold
wait,
on.
Wait, what?
Pulling an Ed. Like, can you imagine if that caught on? All of a sudden, porn sites have like a section, so they have like amateur anal.
We
pulling
do have
an Ed.
We know? Do have enough porn bots commenting on our Twitter feed that you know, it just that's might true. Happen. It might catch fire.
Listen, honestly,
or the air mattress gag may catch
I gotta be, I gotta be honest with you. I'd be honored.
Yeah.
As long as they spelt my name right, I don't care.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll take any publicity.
There is a very specific spelling.
There is.
They have to get that right.
If they don't, then it could be pulling an Ed Norton.
How far are you from legally changing it?
Pretty far, because that costs a lot of money.
Does it?
Yeah.
How much does it cost to change your name?
Don't remember. I looked at it. It was like, eh.
Have you tried a GoFundMe account?
No, I haven't. I haven't started the Indiegogo for changing my name.
Just ask a bunch of hipsters for money, and they'll give it to you. Trust me.
If Zach Braff can use it to make a movie, you can use it to change
your name.
It's true. I'm way more popular than Zach Braff.
To change your name to the exact same name, just written differently.
Yeah.
Speaking of popularity,
Yes. I'm glad you had something to follow that up with.
I do.
Because you said, speaking of popularity, and then you just stared at me for a second like you were hoping I was going to pick up the ball for you.
Nope.
And
nope.
I wasn't.
I got it. Don't worry.
Kay.
I got the ball. It's in
run
my
with
pants.
It.
I'm going to run with it. A few episodes ago, we discussed our Twitter dicks.
That's
mine
true.
We compared Twitter dicks.
There's a Twitter dick off over here.
And I think there should be a weekly a thing where we compare our Twitter dicks. Where are you at?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, follower-wise.
If only one of us
could check both.
Could have it pulled
I believe
up
last
in about 30
time,
seconds.
I believe last time you were at somewhere around like 23?
Honestly, last time I thought I was at 13. So
13, okay. I was at 36, I believe.
I fully expect to lose this.
I'm at 30.
Good,
because
you will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
Jeff, you are currently at 25 followers.
I think that's up 2 from the last week.
Correct, and I was at 36.
Dave is at a disappointing 68.
68?
Yeah.
Where the fuck did all of that come from?
I threw out my Twitter handle the other episode.
Jesus, that's ridiculous.
That's not at all. Because
I
say
man.
At JR is money is Jeff all the time.
I don't know.
And it gets him nothing. No, he's on
people
the...
People like me.
My buddies like Dave. They like listening to Dave. They probably want to see what he has to say.
First of all,
at Dave in the studio, by the way.
Do your friends have some severe brain damage or something?
Every one of them.
All right, then it makes sense.
Yeah,
and then it's clear.
Everyone needs a market.
Yeah,
yeah.
yours is the brain damaged and weird people on parole from 11 to 3 a.m.
Hey.
In Suffolk County.
Take what you can get.
Wow,
the Ed Thomas story.
You doubled in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have
good.
You take over my Twitter.
It's feeling good. Anyway.
That's your next job. That's why you brought this. That's why you fucking brought this up, so he could say.
Snag another
68,
job.
68 followers.
Yep.
I would have been more proud if it was a 69th follower in there.
Honestly, I understand the joke of that, but it would drive me crazy until I got to a round number.
Okay.
I'd be freaking out if I were you.
It'd be fun to say, though.
69 is a good number.
It would.
Jeff, you follow me?
I don't have a clue.
Okay. Makes sense.
I know your handle. I do think I follow you, but I'm not sure.
Cool.
I know I follow you on Instagram.
More importantly than following me or Jeff, you should follow Nearly Coherent.
Yeah, that you should.
Yeah, and me.
Wait. I just, you know, fell on the sword. Fall on the sword. And then you just go and, you know, wave the sword around like it's some sort of toy.
Yeah, basically. That's what I do. No, but you should follow at Nearly Coherent.
You should.
Because then you can get updates of when episodes air. Because that's
really all we do on it.
Yeah. That's why you should follow me, at Ed Thomas.
You could also follow...
With my 731 followers, just in case you were curious who's got the biggest twit dick over here.
Well...
This guy.
At least that can't fit into a sweatshirt.
So you could also follow us so that you can see me mistakenly post under
Nearly
Coherent every so often.
All the time. Twice.
I believe there's a picture of me posing with some fried chicken.
There is.
There's there also is.
We need to do more on that.
What, fried chicken posts?
Yes. 100%. Let's do an entire series of just fried chicken posts.
Hey, I'm all for it, man. Done. As long as I get to eat it afterwards.
Ed is the Ann Gettys of fried chicken posts. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that Dave had an outstanding weekend.
Dave had an outstanding weekend.
You're
sick.
I'm sick. My weekend was, you know, so-so.
And I'm alive. And so that's good.
That's good to hear. Have you had bacon?
No.
How many weeks?
Right now we are at about 30 days.
Sweet.
Wow.
Cream.
Yeah.
No wonder why he looks dead in the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where my power comes from. Red meat and pork, and I haven't had it.
Wow.
Yeah. Shit. My life is a lie.
The first time you do have bacon after this, like, can I be there?
Yes.
Can it be an event?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Can we sell
honestly
tickets?
I am a little bit. Yeah. I'm very nervous. I'm afraid that it's gonna just like flare back up and I'm gonna freak out. But maybe at the wedding. Because at the wedding I plan on ignoring entirely all the medical advice that I've gotten.
Smart.
Because
very smart.
Yeah, you know. That's I figure I'll be in a room full of no doctors, so it'll be great.
Now what happens if your doctor the day before the wedding tells you to eat bacon? You've already said you're gonna ignore it. Or is this another thing you're going to go back on? Like the whole mouthfeel incident.
Mm. See, now you just said it. So really, is it my fault? No.
I didn't say that I wouldn't say it anymore.
I don't remember this at all. But whatever. It's fine. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you to shut the hell up and let's end it here.
All right.
Shut up, Jeff.
There it is.